The Static Podcast is brought to you by the Hester Group, a law office with a 12-year proven track record of success. Now listen, if you've been involved in a serious car accident, you have injuries, your car is a wreck, you need to contact them because they can get you paid today. 314-652-4321. That's 314-652-4321. Tell them Stacy Static sent you, but remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisement. I got to keep that same energy. Hey, welcome to the Static Podcast. I'm Stacy Static. Had a premature entry on that one, didn't I? How are you? Happy Friday. I know that we're late to do the show today, but nevertheless, I have a very special guest because this Sunday, it's a huge celebration of music happening at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center, and it's an appreciation of Michael McDonald.
Yes.
Is that what a night for life? What is it? I can't read. I can't see that. What does it say?
Yes, we're fine.
Okay, it's real.
A Night for Life.
Let's
community
just know.
Celebration and Michael McDonald tribute concert.
It's a tribute concert for Michael McDonald, and he'll be there, and so will the guest that I have today, who is the amazingly talented and handsome Brian Owens.
I'm handsome.
Welcome. Everybody tells you that,
you
dude.
You is good. You is smart. You is handsome.
You is important.
You is important.
And talented. Yeah. First time I saw you, what was that? The Timmy Zell thing? That was the night I met you. That was the first time I met you. Only time
yeah.
I met you. That's where I met you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you sang.
I did.
We were just chit-chatting, and then you like walked away, excuse me, and went over there and just blew the house away. I was just like, that's, he does all of that? Amazing.
You're making me blush.
That's
hard. You know, that's hard. That's hard. You make me blush. That's hard.
No, you are. You're an amazing talent.
I appreciate
and
you, that.
And you hail from Belleville.
I am from Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Ferguson. Live in Ferguson. Yep, claim both of them.
Okay, well, you should. You should. So this is exciting. Have you ever met Michael McDonald? Are you a fan?
I'm glad now I can call him a friend.
Oh.
Which is cool. Like, you know, people do like name dropping. And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I know
yeah.
famous people and stuff like that. But like, this has been really cool getting to know him. I think we've met several times over the years, but the first time we really, really met and connected was in 2015. I opened for him.
Oh, nice.
At an event at the Sheldon. And 3 months later, I was doing some shows on the road with him.
Wow, okay.
6 months after that, we were recording a song together. And we've been able to really, you know, God's given me a lot of favor and just being able to develop a relationship with him.
Nice.
And so we had talked about, you know, it'd be cool to do something in our hometown.
Nice.
And Providence would just have it that everything's just kind of aligned for us to be able to use his music to celebrate community, honor him, mm-hmm. honor Todd Shelton, Coach Todd Shelton, honor a woman named Elizabeth Hutcherson Rux, who was the first African-American music teacher in Ferguson.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she's like 90 years old. She's a beast.
Nice, okay.
And just get the community together. You know, I think it's time.
I think this the easiest way to bridge that is through music.
Oh, absolutely.
Either
absolutely.
Food or music. And, you know, I mean, if you can do both of them, it's even better.
This is true. So if you want some food, they are having the Street Fest this weekend in Ferguson.
Okay, nice.
I'm plugging that.
So everybody can just, you know, come
just hang out in Ferguson for the weekend.
Right.
It is safe, people.
What you tell people?
It's safe.
Like,
it's safe. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
You really will be.
I live there.
Right. I mean, I grew up not too far, so.
Jennings, right?
Yep, I grew up in Jennings.
So my wife, before we had our first son, she was the music teacher at a Jennings junior
grade
high.
Grade school? Oh, junior
mm-hmm.
high. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still doing that now? Like a music teacher?
We homeschool. But
oh, okay.
She does. She's a music teacher for our kids' co-op.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So she, during the homeschool thing, it's other kids that come and. What does that mean, co-op?
Oh, co-op. We meet with other homeschooling
families.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Location.
And so she does musical education
for
the whole co-op.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's dope. It's pretty
so
cool.
What made you homeschool? Now I'm going to get into your personal business.
Oh, come
we
on,
talked
cool
to, okay. Because he has seven kids, and that's unheard of.
That's like, okay, so you can't send seven kids to public school. Like, you got to keep them close.
Look. I don't knock public school because I think for a lot of people, it's a great choice for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were in a position to be able to just have a little bit more say over our kids' education.
Right.
And we didn't plan on having a set time limit where it's like, oh, we're going to homeschool them through this time.
Right.
We just started homeschooling.
Right. So how long do you think you'll do it?
We're not sure.
Okay. And I guess you'll also wait for the children to tell you what they want.
Well, yeah. And I keep telling my son. my oldest, I'm like, you're 11, you know, you can be done at 14 if you want to. You homeschool.
Right.
You know, you can take advantage of, you know, a lot of different, you know, online options and different things like that. So,
yeah, He'll let you know what he wants to do. Well, I'm sure that's just an interesting, you ought to do a reality show. Well, not really, but like, you ought to have like.
That would be. See, people say that, and I don't know how interesting it would be. Like, people, ooh, you got 7 kids. You need to have a reality show.
Because
I
mean, that has to be a reality show and 7 children.
It's not as crazy as you think.
It just seems a lot. Oh, my God.
I think what may be crazier to people is that we have 7 kids, but we always have other people at our house.
That's the reality show.
Like continually.
Right. It's Are you ever alone? Right now you're alone, but like when you leave here, how many people are you around? Or are there people out there waiting? Like, I don't know.
I have no idea. I walk in my house and be like, oh, when you get here?
All right.
Okay. All right. I walk out of my basement and be like, oh, when you get here?
So you don't have like a man cave, a separate, like you're not that guy, huh? You don't need that.
I didn't get to have that.
Do you watch football or anything? Are you into sports?
I do. I'm a basketball guy.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a basketball guy. And, yeah, you know, we have times of refreshing.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's just interesting. I'm just wondering how that works. Maybe I need to talk to the wife. That's who I need to talk to about having 7 kids.
Okay, yeah. Like, my wife is a beast. Like, she runs the, like.
Man, she probably running a tight ship over there.
Andrew Chang, is it Andrew Yang running for president?
Yeah.
Was talking about the value of his wife's.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for that. Like, what my wife does should be counted in the GDP.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All day long.
Period.
Period.
Well, shouts out to Mrs. Owens.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, mama. I wish I had So do you serenade her often?
I don't.
You don't?
Is that strange?
I mean, no, it's not strange. I mean, did you serenade her at the wedding ceremony?
I did sing at my wedding.
What did you sing?
An original song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand how that works.
How what works?
Everything.
It works.
Yeah, it clearly it does.
Some days more efficient than others.
More efficiently.
We have one son that goes to Ackerman School.
What's that?
So Ackerman is part of a special school district.
Gotcha.
I love them. They're amazing. He's on the spectrum, mm-hmm. and he has a developmental disorder.
Gotcha.
So it's great. It's awesome. We love
it. So yeah, supplement with that, because mm-hmm. I'm sure y'all still do stuff at home. Yeah.
Okay. We
do. Okay.
I mean, that cat get home, he'd be tired.
Right. I know. he'd be like, I've had a full day.
I was at school all day. They made me walk. Trying to get me to communicate. I ain't feeling y'all right now.
Well, that's dope. Wow. Okay. I just, it's interesting. The whole thing.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, how often are you on the road? Because you said you've gone out on the road with Michael McDonald.
I've tried to not be on the road as much in the last year because with really trying to launch off the nonprofit.
Okay.
And then we also have a house church that meets in our house.
Not a house church, a church that meets in our house.
Literally.
Because when I think house church, it's just like, that's y'all home church. But you like, no, we have a church.
It meets in our
house. Are you pastor, Brian Owens?
I'm a minister. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily a pastor.
I don't understand the difference.
I serve in the capacity of, you know, serving a pastoral role in some people's lives. But I'm not like a, that's like a whole different theological thing. I'm an ordained minister.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know. I mean, I grew up Catholic, so I'd be like,
we can break it down.
Oh, okay.
Not now, but we can break it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be broke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But biblically, there is, you can draw a distinction between a minister, an evangelist, and a pastor.
Oh, okay.
Because biblically, pastors are those who oversee shepherds of the flock. Ministers, evangelists are those who preach and instruct.
Got you. But so you don't have a flock.
But pastors and shepherds are also called to do that. No, not really.
Okay, got you.
In that sense, no. I mean, okay. Do I have people in my life who I pour into and all those kind of things? Yes, in the generic sense of pastor and being pastoral, absolutely.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
All right. You, mm-hmm. I mean, you schooled me today. We learned it. I'm learning about Brian Owens.
Fact check.
All right. So what else was I going to ask you? So how often do you sing? Because obviously I met you singing. So and you don't travel a lot singing, but everybody in St. Louis knows who you are. And if they don't, everybody. They're learning.
Well, yeah. Because everybody watches this show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. So, yeah.
So more this year has been about, you know, I was finishing up an album, this concert, getting all that stuff together.
How long have you all been rehearsing for this?
Probably maybe we've been planning it since April.
Oh, May. Okay. Oh, okay. So we went to rehearsals
about
this.
A month ago. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And Kennedy Holmes is on the bill as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. Kennedy Holmes.
What an amazing talent.
She can blow.
Talent.
She can blow. North County.
Yeah. NoCo. Rep.
Florissant. That's where she from.
And if you're just now tuning in, I'm speaking to singer Brian Owens. He also runs a nonprofit. We'll get back into that because you threw that out there, but I didn't know about that.
Oh, really?
Nonprofit. No.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out about it. Yeah. But the concert is A Night for Life. The concert happens this Sunday, September 29th at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. What time does it start?
Starts at 7:30. And okay. Real talk, if you want to get tickets, I would get them in the next 24 to 28 hours.
About to sell out.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a celebration of Michael McDonald.
Yeah, it's a celebration. So it's a celebration of community, and Mike is a part of that celebration.
Gotcha.
We're also celebrating him, but again, we're honoring Elizabeth Rucks. We're honoring Todd Sheldon. All the proceeds will go both towards Life Arts and the work that we do in leadership development using the arts in that community.
Gotcha.
In the surrounding communities. And it will also go towards helping out Todd Shelton. So,
nice. Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. So 7:30 is when it starts, and you're encouraging people to get tickets. Where can they get tickets?
You can go to twohill.org, or you can go to lifeartsinc.org. Click on that link for tickets, and it'll take you right there.
All right. So make sure you do that, because it's going to be a wonderful night of music. And you say everybody and their auntie friend playing.
Yeah.
So what musicians are going
to
be?
Man. So we got. Well, so we'll start with something that's connected to this building that we're in down here at the Dot Zach. So the Kransberg Artists in Residence.
Oh, nice.
We have about six of them who are performing. And there's just so much overlap in, like, I think it's one of the things this Sunday is also it's a beautiful picture of the connectivity of the city, which I think is unique for St. Louis.
Right.
The Kransberg Artists in Residence are performing. Two of them were in a program that my nonprofit had, you know, 3 years ago called Tour for Life.
Okay.
Where they were going on the road with me and my band.
Gotcha.
And now they're performing Sunday with us as Kransberg Artists in Residence.
Nice. Okay.
So we got the Kransberg
Full Circle situation.
Yeah. Peter Martin.
Okay.
Diane Reed's music director.
Nice.
Whose office is right down here in Grand Center on Olive Open Studio Network.
Wow.
Is performing. The 442s, which is made up of three members of the St. Louis Symphony, and Adam Manis, who's arguably the greatest arranger in town.
Nice.
And Bob DeBoo. And we have, who else is on it? The Sheldon City of Music All-Star Chorus.
Okay.
Under the direction of Maria Ellis, who is one of my mentees.
Nice.
UMSL grad, too.
Nice.
I'm an UMSL grad.
Oh, too. Are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you ended up over here?
Yeah, I'm with the, yeah.
And okay.
I'm Community Music Artist in Residence with the E-Des Lee Fine Arts Collaborative. I got to throw all that stuff out.
Yeah, I see. You got a lot going on.
Yeah,
but you're
like
music-centered, and you got all this stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
you're a good person to know.
So I got the Deacons of Soul, which is my core band. Darren Jackson is the MD. And these guys are all staples around St. Louis, and especially like the Bistro. Shedrick Mitchell, who is he's from Ferguson.
Heard of him.
Yeah, Shedrick plays with Maxwell.
Okay. Heard of him. Okay.
Two string programs. We have an umbrella string program called Strings for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two programs. One of them is by James McKay, who is the orchestra teacher for Jennings.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have a Gateway Music Outreach. Mm-hmm. And then we have Renita Luhrmann has an organization out of Ferguson called Suzuki Harmony.
Okay.
So both of those entities will be there. And the cool thing about that is Grandmother Rucks, who we're naming this award after and honoring.
Right.
Her great granddaughter is playing on the show.
Wow.
With Suzuki Harmony.
That is amazing.
It's pretty dope.
It's
I'm
pretty
telling
dope.
You.
It's just generations of dope. Musicians and people doing things in the community.
We got Dimensions Dance. We got Cara Dance. Sophia Stevens.
So it's a lot. Like
did
this
Broadway
is a full...
Lion King, and it's from Ferguson and coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love to see that. Like it's a lot of people. I spoke to a guy who he was one of the choreographers on Rihanna's Fenty fashion show that was on Amazon Prime. That premiered on Amazon Prime last
week. Where you from?
St. Louis.
What's his name?
Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Green. It's so many of us all over the world just that are just doing things, and then when we come back home and we get to celebrate people.
St. Louis is like that. It's like that one thing. I don't know what it is, you know, with food and stuff. St. Louis is like that one thing that you can put on anything.
Oh.
And I don't know what that is for some people.
We got that sauce.
You
that
know,
drip.
I don't know if it's, you know, if you say we like salt.
Like hot sauce?
We are like hot sauce.
We like hot sauce.
We like good hot sauce.
Yeah.
Because there are bad hot sauces.
There are bad hot sauces. Not like the, you know, the watery kind.
It's yeah, like it's, got, yeah, it's got, it got a little
density
yeah,
to
yeah,
it,
mm-hmm.
good flavor. We like that.
Okay, I agree.
We
I
make
agree.
Everybody's food better.
We do. And we run the gamut of talent. Like, mm-hmm. it'd be amazing singers, dancers, actors, whatever. We just do it. So this is going to be nice. Cool. I didn't know what I was, you know, signing up for coming to this show. I didn't know. I'll be there.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, now I know. Now everybody knows. So you just got incentive to come out and enjoy mm-hmm. it. Uh-huh. It's happening on Sunday, 7:30 at the Two Hill. This amazing singer will be there, Mr. Brian Owens. Michael mm-hmm. McDonald is going to be there. You already know. Give me your best Michael McDonald impersonation, Brian.
Really? You don't put me out there like that? You don't put me out like that?
Because I know you got one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Mike. Hey, don't worry, I've been lied to. I've been here many times. That's all I got.
I knew you had one, now.
That's all I got.
Did you go home doing that as soon as you met him, like after you sang one of the first time?
I mean, you've been doing that my whole life.
Have you? Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got to be one of the most impersonated voices.
Yeah.
And really, from a flattering standpoint, it's because his voice is so unique and so powerful and so good. But I remember the first time I was on stage with him and I had inner monitors in mm-hmm. and I heard him sing his voice like in inner monitors. Yeah. I about freaked out.
I know you did.
Like, that's I was just like wide out. I was like, what?
Right. When you grow up listening to somebody and then like you see them and you meet them and they sound like themselves. Right. That's like crazy.
I'm talking about what's happening. I'm going back to what's happening.
What? Oh, now you're telling your age.
The
Doobie Brothers.
Double episode. They wasn't doing double episodes back then. The Doobie Brothers double episode.
To be continued.
Rerun, jumping up in the tape recorder fallout. Hey, man, I thought you were our friend. They made us do it. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. hey.
Uh-huh.
Not what's happening. Yes, I remember that episode, that double episode. That's pretty dope.
And him singing Taking It to the Street.
Yeah, it to the street, the band. What are you saying?
Well, and I don't know, for me at that age, it was weird because, like, you know, What's Happening was a predominantly black show.
Right.
The Doobie Brothers was a predominantly white band.
Yeah, but it was a brother or two in there now.
Yeah, it was like one. It was one brother. Tyrone. It was one.
He knows the name. I did.
It was one. But here's what's crazy.
Right.
At that age, watching it, for whatever reason, I didn't perceive it. It didn't matter.
Right.
Because the music they were playing was so soulful. And that's the first time I heard Black Water.
Really?
And, okay. Oh, man. I got to hit some funky dicks and then pretty mama come take me by the hand. By the head, hand, David. And I was like, right there.
Right there. That's when you knew you wanted to be a singer. Well, how old were you when you started singing?
Probably like 4.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in my family sang.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, but you knew secular music though.
Yeah, growing up. Yeah, my parents let me. I mean, they didn't separate music out based upon genres, based upon content. So it wasn't that I can't listen to secular music. It's what's the content.
Right. So you could listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And Doobie Brothers. So you got. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Especially stuff on TV.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to understand. We grew up at a time where, like,
it was,
you know, come on, like Alvin and the Chipmunks had dope music,
right?
I watched them, dude. No. We watched the Monkees. We did a lip sync for my parents.
No.
Of Daydream Believer.
Oh, I used to love
me and my two brothers.
Really, that's dope. See, and it was such a cool time. Music was really dope back then, and it was positive.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Well, you're making music. So when is this album coming out?
I think next year.
Oh, okay. So you've been working on it all year?
Oh, it's done.
Oh, okay.
It's done.
But you're not going to release it until next year. Why? Just because of everything you got going on?
Because we're working on some specific stuff.
Oh, okay.
The
push out of it, the rollout, I should say.
Yeah, it'll make us put it out next year. All right, well, but I'm excited about it.
Well, I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell us, like, what kind of vibe we'll have on Brian Owens?
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I sound on this record like I haven't sounded on any record before. I recorded it with Boo Mitchell down at Royal Studios mm-hmm. in Memphis. So Royal Studios is where Al Green recorded all his stuff.
Wow.
So I got to record on Al Green's mic.
That's, oh my God.
With a killing band. And I don't know. It was an experience.
Nice.
Great producer. Great engineer.
Sounds dope. So next year we should look for that. First quarter.
Yeah, probably maybe first quarter. Okay. In the first quarter, beginning of second quarter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. The amazingly talented Brian Owens. Anything else you want to leave with St. Louis? What else you got coming up after A Night for Life?
Sleep.
Okay. Yeah, y'all been planning this since
A Night for Life? Sleep.
Sleep.
See y'all in 2020.
Where can they find you on social media?
Brian Owens Soul. That's my social media handle for everything, Brian Owens Soul. And you can find out more about our organization at lifeartsinc.org. And we just started a new label called Life Creative Group.
Okay. .org,
which I'm really excited about. So, yeah.
All right. So tell me more about the, I said I was going to get to that. Thank you. Well, tell me more about the nonprofit organization. What do you do?
Okay. Here's our mission statement. Because I got to do that whole thing. We develop the leaders of today, where they live using the arts.
Okay.
So basically, we just want to make sure that students within the 8-mile radius of Ferguson have the resources, facilities, and infrastructure that they need to be effective leaders using art.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because what we found and what we learned is that art is a driver of culture.
It really is.
Hello, somebody. So if you have people...
Right.
Who can think through the lens of arts, it can affect them in any other area that they decide to go into.
Right.
So in a sense, what we're doing is we're developing the now generation of creatives to help a generation of non-creatives find creative solutions.
So give me an example.
So you may have a partner who doesn't deal necessarily in the arts or something that's non-creative, right? But they want to reach a certain demographic of people. Mm-hmm. And they may come to us as an artistic organization and say, we have this idea about how we reach people about, say, geospatial technology or whatever it is.
Right.
And we say, oh, okay, here's what we can do. We can take the information that you give us. We can put it into a creative vehicle. And then we can distribute that to that demographic in a way where your message can reach them without it being, here's a 20-page outline on who we are.
So if they're trying to reach like young people,
yep.
like a young black
yeah.
male.
Yeah.
They might put it to rap music or something. I don't know.
Or you make a show.
Okay.
Right, the use of media as propaganda or marketing is nothing new.
Oh, right.
We just want to empower a whole different generation to do it. And I'll give you a perfect example. The Pulitzer Arts Foundation, I think it's almost 2 years ago now, asked me to be involved with an exhibit they had called Blue Black by Glenn Lagone. So my students came in and we scored the exhibit.
Gotcha.
Right? So they came in, they picked pieces in the exhibit, they wrote specific to that. Then we made a short film.
Nice.
Around all of that.
Now, here's your...
Yeah. Yes.
And that's how you educate people about that.
Yeah, you totally can. I mean, how much...
Oh, absolutely.
How many times have you watched a show and you were like, oh, I get that now?
When I was a kid, I used to put like stuff that I had to memorize.
To a song?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was like Duran songs in my head while I'm reading my... stuff that I got
right.
for my English class.
So for me, as an organization, if somebody comes to me and say, man, we have a problem with sex trafficking in our city. Well, as creatives, the first thing we're going to do is say, well, let's create a show around
raising awareness.
To raise awareness. And in the show, we address sex trafficking.
And so make it as non-sexy as possible.
Oh yeah, like you make a Netflix. You say this is like a Netflix original Prime series.
Right.
But one of the driving forces of the protagonist is going to be somebody he knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like absolutely.
It's like just doing that. And what that also does is it builds economy for our young artists because now you're giving them stuff to do. That is, you know, long, extended projects.
Exactly. So they can make money and they don't have to be starving artists. So that's what your organization is trying to, like, eliminate the starving artists, give them something to do and create some good content for companies or organizations that are trying to reach people through the arts.
A partner for the partners.
Got you. I love it. So I was reading about, we were talking, I don't know what we were talking about on Facebook, but somebody was talking about some scared. I didn't see this, but it was some anti-drug campaign that went through the schools years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been when I was in school because a lot of the people were my age.
Scared straight or something like that?
It was something like that. I never saw it. It was like heroin use, and it was just like, I was scared. I never touched drugs after that. I never touched drugs ever since then, even as a kid, as a grown person. I never smoked weed.
That's
and I was like, I never, ever saw this. And they were like, because they also talked about, we also saw Eyes on the Prize. And I was like, that definitely woke me up. I was super woke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was woke black kid my whole life because of Eyes on the Prize. But yeah, I think that it needs to be more things like that. Now, they're saying that now they probably wouldn't even show that film in schools, that it was too graphic, that parents would probably have a problem with the Scared Straight film.
But then you're going to end up
trying drugs. That's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to have these graphic tales. And
I'm a huge believer that sometimes healthy fear is a good motivator. Right? Right?
Right, right, right.
I wasn't scared of my dad.
Right.
Like that he would kill me.
Right, but you knew.
But I had a healthy fear. And it kept me from doing.
Healthy fear.
A whole lot, like a healthy fear, like a respect.
Maybe y'all need to do some on healthy fear.
Healthy fear is good. And really, fear is not a really, it's awe. Because those words can be interchangeable.
Okay, I like that.
You know,
okay,
it's a healthy, yeah. It's an awe. Like, yeah. It's like, okay, a respect.
Yeah, maybe fear. Respect. Yeah, I don't like fear. Fear is almost negative. I got you that. Know. Yeah, we have to be positive in our
And we have no fear. It's like, well, we throw out the respect part of that too much. No, you should.
You should fear standing on the ledge of a building. Yeah, you should. Yeah. You really should.
I mean, literally, my children, I love them.
Right.
And there's a certain level of respect that I think as the position of father should hold.
Absolutely.
So that if I'm like, yo, you need to not do that.
You probably don't even have to raise your voice.
Didn't do that. We don't yell.
No, you don't. Yeah.
We don't yell. We find it ineffective. Now I get passionate. I say bro and dude a lot in my house. Like, bro. Dude,
that's when they know they messed up. Like, when the dude come out,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah,
you're killing me.
They get you. Yeah, and then you got the stern look on your face. Is that what happens?
I don't know if I have a stern look or if I just have a look of kind of like, why did you do that? Like, really?
The look of I'm disappointed. That like, disappointed.
Really? Yeah, like,
that
really?
Disappointed. You. They don't want to disappoint you. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Brian Owens, thank you for joining me here on the Static Podcast.
Yeah. Well, you didn't tell me. How did you get the name Stacey Static?
Feel like going through that. I'll tell you off the thing. I've said it before. What episode was that?
You gonna make me go back and reference?
No,
episode?
I'm gonna tell you. Off
yeah,
the
hey, actually, just go back and watch all of them.
Just go back and watch all of them. There you go.
Well, I encourage all of you watching to go back and watch
everybody,
all the Stacey
if you want to know
podcasts.
The secret to Stacey,
but you about
Static.
To tell me as soon as this camera go off.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Shouts out to my friend Kays because he came up with that one.
Shout out to M1 Bank, who is a huge supporter of what we do.
Oh, you know, yeah?
And all of our wonderful sponsors.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you got to make that happen.
Yeah.
Here we go. Brian Owens, everybody. Make sure you check for him. Brian Owens Soul on social media. That's everywhere. And you can get information about his nonprofit and all of that stuff there. And you can handle it there. All right. And make sure you go to the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on Sunday. 7:30 is when it happens. Go ahead and show that beautiful flyer again. Brian Owens is there performing live along with Michael McDonald, our very own Kennedy Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening a night for life. They're going to be celebrating amazing people and using the music of Michael McDonald to do so, right?
Can't do no better than that.
All right. It's going to be a lovely night of music and a celebration of the arts.
Yes.
All right. So make sure you do that. And thank you so much for hanging out with us this afternoon. Shouts out to Shay's Donut Shop over there at 1015 North Grand. Yes, delicious donuts. Don't you love them? What's your favorite donut there? What do you like?
At Shay's?
I like a good old fashioned.
I've not been to Shay's, but I may have to.
It's right next to Veterans Hospital. Make sure you go and check out my guy Sterling. I pass by there on the way here, as I do often. So make sure you stop by Shay's Donut Shop and get some delicious donuts. And thank you for tuning in to the Static Podcast. Today, Monday, I got a little homie Monday for you. So make sure you're tuned in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You know where I'm going to be tomorrow night. It's the Nigerian Experience. Shouts out to Ono. He was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. So I got to go dance to some Afrobeat tomorrow. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying.
So make sure you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I'll see you Sunday at the Two Hill.
Deuces. Bye.